Let us pray. Father God, we thank you this morning because you want to teach us your word. We want your spirit to guide us and touch our heart so that we may be the one who are going to preach your word all over the world. We say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us have a seat. Thank you very much. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us. Amen. We are going to read the scripture in Proverbs chapter 4. And to keep the time, we are going to read only the verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, the verse 23 say, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thought." I want to repeat, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thought." I want to add another scripture in Matthew chapter 5, the verse 8. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Happy are the pure in heart, they will see God." Amen. My name is Obadi Vitswamba. I serve God as a plastic surgeon at Sound Hospital Bethesda, but also I'm an elder at Goma West Parish. I'm married to my wonderful wife. His name is Mary, and God has blessed her with three children. I want to be humble to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about the word. Our topic today is titled, "Take Care of Your Heart Health as a Good Disciple of Christ." I'm going to have a short introduction, and then we're going to talk about the physical heart, and then we're going to talk about spiritual heart, and we'll have a short conclusion. Let's say that this week has been a very long week because CBCA has taken this apart to talk about the health of the community. And the WHO has listed up a very long list of diseases that are very harmful for human being. And for that, there are also some days that are celebrated in order to remember people that, hey, you know, you need to understand that these are diseases and they are harmful for you, for your children, for your family, and for the church. And because the church has different people, children, youth, elders, and people of different categories, members, and the church has this responsibility to inform and tell all the members what are the risks and what are the dangers of these diseases. And again, have the responsibility to tell the people how to present them. So let's talk about the physical heart. There are some facts we need to understand. Is that the heart will allow the blood to go and reach all the part of the body to bring oxygen, and this tissue and all the body will live. So without the heart, all the tissue will die. And let us remember that this heart will start beating at the fifth week of the pregnancy. It's really amazing when you see this heart beating at 5 weeks. So small, 5 millimeters, but you can see the heart. And this heart will keep on beating until you're dead. If you are 100 years, this heart will be beating. So this heart indicates the life of the human. And for doctors and medicals, they will say that this person is dead when they say that the heart is no longer alive. So it's very important to understand that. So there are some diseases for the heart. We're going to talk about the heart only. These diseases are really harmful. And heart diseases are really the leading cause of death in the world. And about around 17 million of people will die for heart diseases. Let us give you some examples of heart diseases. There is high blood pressure, what we usually call hypertension here. There is a heart attack. We have heart failure. We had stroke. People are now dying with stroke these days. But there are also some congenital anomaly of the heart. But also, there are some kind of disease of the heart that are really present for pregnant women. So how this heart will get sick? There are some things or factors that we can call behavioral, because it depends on how people will behave in their life. The first one is that people who have unhealthy diet, we know that the food we are eating can cause harm to our body. And I know these days people are eating too much sugars. Starting from the low ages, you see children taking sugar up to the time they are growing up. People are taking too much salt, and people are taking too much oil. If you can imagine how much oil you eat in your house, it's really terrible. People are taking tobacco. You say that, no, we are CVCA, we don't take tobacco. People are taking, maybe they're hiding themselves, and you can take tobacco. If there is someone said to you, he's taking tobacco, you are also taking tobacco. People are drinking alcohol, and these days youth are dying at early age because they are drinking alcohol. But also, these days there are also some kind of energizer drinking. People are now used to them. They are really addicted. You get tired and then take energizers drinking. It's really, alcohol and drinking are very harmful. We talk about diabetes. We can have stress or burnout. People now walking, they don't get time to get rest, and they go in burnout. So people are also having less physical activity. We are no longer do physical activity. People, we sit in their chairs, we use cars, we no longer walk, and this can bring us to obesity, but also to heart diseases. So how will you prevent these diseases? You need to eat healthy food. You need to decrease your sugar, decrease your salt, decrease the oil. You need to drink a lot of water. And people will say, oh, but we are drinking tea and other things, but you no longer quantify how much water you're taking. He said that an adult should take at least 1.5 liter a day. But people are not taking water. Stop alcohol. People are now dying with alcohol. You need to understand that alcohol is very harmful. Do regular activity. If it's like a weekend, you can walk, leave your car, take your bicycle, and do physical activity. He said that we should do physical activity at least 30 minutes a day. It's really to say that prevention is better than cure. But also, when we detect these diseases at early stage, we are able to prevent them and we can live longer. Let's talk about spiritual heart. When it comes to spiritual heart, we understand that the heart is at the center of our life, the really center. Because our thinking, our judgments depend on what is in our heart. Our emotion, our joy, our sadness depend on what we have in our heart. Our willing affection. If you read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, say, love one another with all your heart. So it is really, the heart is really at the center of our spiritual conscience. But also, the choice made in our heart will determine the direction of our life. Will either be toward the purity of our life or toward the corruption and sin. And as you know, a corrupted heart is a source of sin. So, as a disciple of Christ, we need to understand that the state of our life, our heart, will determine the direction of our life. So the question is for you and for me, what is the spiritual health status of your heart? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Is your heart full of sin, full of pride, full of revenge, corruption, full of lust? So in Matthew chapter 5, what we've read, say, blessed are those who are having a heart which is pure. And the Bible, what we have read, said, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of your life. The Amplified Version says it very clearly. It says, watch over your heart with diligence. Watch over. So we understand that we need to be vigilant every time what we are feeding our heart. We need to secure this heart because it's really precious. We need to avoid evil things for our heart. So, in conclusion, what we should say, if you want your heart to be spiritually healthy, you need to avoid sin and protect your heart from sin. But also, you need to feed it regularly with the scripture. Read your Bible. You need to pray constantly, every day. You need to love one another. You need to be part of small group, but because that small group, that's where you're going to feed your heart regularly. And let Jesus direct our life, decision, emotion, and may God help you and I to have a pure heart and also to have a physical, strong heart. May God bless His word. Amen.